You're listening to the Boo Boys podcast.
All right. Well, my name's Dalton.
I'm Ivy.
I'm Kelly.
And I'm Daniel.
And this week we've got a special guest.
How's it going, everybody? I'm Zach, or Hyatt Zach. You can find me on Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube as Urbex Lords, or Hyatt Zach.
Oh, yeah.
Perfect.
Awesome.
Cool. Found Zach on TikTok. He's got some really cool urban exploring videos where he actually visits like abandoned places and like haunted places and actually checks them out individually and with his friends. And really glad to have him on.
Nice.
It kind of segues perfectly into our topic for today, which was helpfully picked by him also. We're going to be talking about the Central State Hospital in Georgia. Not to be confused with like the seven other Central State hospitals that there are in like nine different states, but this is the one in Georgia.
All right. Okay.
Georgia's on the southeast of the United States, right?
If I'm not mistaken.
Okay. Yep.
Just framing in my mind. It's important.
Is it referred to as a southeastern like location, or is it just referred to as the South?
That's true.
Yes. I guess it kind of depends on who you ask, huh?
Yeah, it definitely depends on who you ask. It's southeast. It's really southeast, but it's I guess people from around would be like it's a southern state.
Okay.
Well, I mean, good. Like Arizona is technically in the southwest, but we don't say like, oh, we're southwestern. We're just like, oh yeah, we're out here in the west.
Yeah.
The wild, wild west.
It is definitely kind of the same vibe with Georgia. Like if I just say I'm from Georgia, people just say, yeah, you're from the south, right? I'm like, yeah, you're right. Close enough. Fair enough. Let's not have the whole conversation. You're right.
Our own Kelly is also from Georgia. So.
Yeah.
It's always either you're from the South or you're from Atlanta if you're from Georgia.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
But we'll go ahead and use that as our segue to go back to where you're from, or at least currently residing, which is Georgia. And we'll get into the hospital. Do you have any interesting things that you want to talk about before we get into the history of it? Or do you know anything about it?
Oh, I know so much about this place. It's crazy.
All right.
Well, I'll go ahead and tell you what I found, and you can correct me if anything sounds off or if you just want to add little clips or anything like that. How's that sound?
That sounds wonderful.
Perfect. So in 1837, Wilson Lumpkin, Georgia's state senator, passed a bill which basically said that they wanted to create a place where they could place people that weren't necessarily following societal norms at that time.
Mm.
So they opened up a place called the State Lunatic Idiot and Epileptic Asylum.
Oh,
nice.
I see.
Now, that sounds really harsh in 2021, but you have to think of like the actual meanings of the words at the time. Now, I will be fair. Lunatic at the time meant like mentally ill. Doesn't sound great anymore because we've turned it into like an insult. But idiot never was a nice term.
No.
Never. Like I could not find a single like dated term for idiot outside of like, you know, just making fun of someone or calling them like low IQ essentially. So really, idiot really was just an insult for this asylum.
And they were like, nah, it's good, keep it in the name.
And then they just tossed in epileptic because, you know, I guess that kind of softened the blow where they were like, mentally ill, fucking idiots. And then, you know, the people that can't help the fact that they're having seizures.
It's like right, that sandwich idea, right? You just sandwich it in there.
A compliment, an insult, and a compliment.
Gotcha. So
it wasn't a medical term? Or was it moron that was a medical term or whatever the heck?
I think moron used to be a medical term.
Yeah, that's all I know. One of them was like a medical term.
Okay, but I could just imagine doctors just having a grand old time just writing idiot just on their freaking clipboard.
Yeah, there we
go. Can you do this idiot's intake?
So this asylum opened its doors in 1942, and by December of 1942, their first patient, Tillman B., was locked in and had died before the summer of 1843. So he wasn't even there a full year before he passed on.
Jeez.
And the way he passed on was what was written on paper was maniacal exhaustion. And this is actually a really common death within asylums from the 1800s to the late 1900s. And essentially what I was able to find on what maniacal exhaustion is it's literally just what they refer to now as bipolarism, but to such an extreme that a person goes days without sleep and they're unable to, like, relax at all. Not relax and, like, have a beer and calm down, but, like, they're literally tensing all of their muscles and, like, can't like a let go for a second, and it causes their body to just shut down because it can no longer continue forward.
Like the high never stops, and they just hit a wall, and then that's it.
Right, your body just yeah,
you can't
out.
Recover. You just. Bleh.
I see.
And so that's how it's said that he died, with no other information about that.
Right.
And this is before they handed out like medications, like candy. So I guess the muscle relaxers wouldn't have necessarily helped him in this sense because they didn't exist quite yet.
Yeah.
Someday you might just lock up and die. You know how it is.
Fine.
It is what it is. Well, just max out your CPU. That's it, man.
Cool, exactly.
On like the most extreme scale, yeah.
Yeah.
Very or like really bad cramps. Like,
yeah.
Like when you get like a leg cramp.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's called maniacal exhaustion.
Yep.
Interesting. I've never heard of that. I mean, I don't know. I don't know if that happens nowadays because like.
I don't think it does because we have the medication.
Yeah. Exactly. So it's just kind of.
You wouldn't get to that point.
Okay.
Like you would take sleeping meds and muscle relaxers and medicine to help try and like equal out whatever
some lithium
chemical imbalance you have that's some causing lithium. You to do that.
Milk with magnesium.
There you go.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
That stuff's awful.
So it said that there were a lot of people that were sent to this hospital surprise for basically anything.
Right.
And on their paperwork, it would literally just say something stupid like, they act funny. And that was enough reason to submit someone into a mental asylum.
That's fair.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
It's we all have to go, huh?
Yeah, I guess. I'll be the person
you're acting
to go.
Funny lately, Daniel.
I don't know.
Yep.
Get in the car.
I just like playing the ukulele.
That's not right.
Joe. Something not right about they that might, boy.
Nope, you're that catch all
away,
other there.
I don't know if it's for being funny.
And show, right?
So people were also admitted for things like disappointing affection, like you know, if people weren't performing the way that they should be, and I say people very lightly, it's women.
It's always women.
It's always women. You know, if they just apparently
you tie it to your wife, she acting funny. Put her away.
She's blowing you 5 times a week.
Oh,
just
put her away.
In the asylum. Go get another one.
4 times.
No one will question it.
Nope.
It's not enough.
Nope.
5 or more.
You know, she can have the weekends off.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Because you have to rest.
Fill
the
up
Lord's
your punch
day.
Card during the week.
And the day before.
Earns
cock
you a
in,
day of rest.
Cock out.
This one actually.
Like cock in, cock out.
Oh,
this
God.
Other reason kind of made me laugh. And, you know, laughing in these types of situations is never great. But it just really boggles my mind that one of the reasons you could get admitted into this asylum was for religious excitement, which is believing too much in the Lord's work.
Yo, you are too into this
you
right
are,
now.
You're
in this gospel,
bro, you understand this is Georgia, right? Like, we're all on the same page, but you need to reel it back, bro.
The same thing, you could get put into this asylum for not believing enough in God.
No, geez.
So, like, really.
Lordy, you got to really toe that middle line of, like, this is enough faith. This is enough zealotness.
You got to go to church on Sundays, but don't talk about bringing back the Crusades,
one
all right?
Too many
reel it
hallelujahs
back.
And you're out.
Yep.
I'm thinking that they're too picky. Like maybe you learn like all the gospel right by memory, but you also know like the punctuation. And they're like, no one uses that shit.
The idea
go
is,
to fucking the skin.
If you say God's not real, you're
asylum.
Clearly crazy.
Yeah.
And you need to go in.
Right.
If you say God talks to me at night,
okay.
You're
also
obviously
too
crazy. You need to go. So, like, you gotta hit that sweet spot where you're like,
I hear the angels speaking.
Mama says, Lord loves me, and you just keep it that way.
Right?
And then
nice
they're
balance.
Like, no, but then they send her to the asylum anyways, because her mom's been dead for like 30 years.
Oh, shit.
This plot thread is too much for me, man.
Can't win.
It just keeps unraveling.
Exactly. You're an orphan child.
Jesus Christ.
You've been alone
you
for 30
years.
No, I knew her. She's right there.
Put him away.
She's right there. She's right there.
You're nailing it right now.
This is exactly.
It's like a cross between an old man and a southern accent.
She's right. Well, that's what I'm going for.
Oh,
thank you.
I'm so sorry.
Oh. I need the expert opinion. Zach, what do you think of this Georgia accent from Daniel?
Oh, Zach.
Oh, that's spot on.
Nice.
Thank you.
All right.
How are the religious standards holding up in Georgia nowadays?
They're pretty all over the place. The world's just changed a lot.
Kind of depends if you're more urban than otherwise.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It really depends on where you live and like close to the city, you'll find any and all types of people. More in the country, it's definitely like those Bible thumpers, like Baptist, deep Baptist raised people. So it just depends.
Yep. Sounds about right.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Which area did you fall into?
I was raised Baptist. I was raised going to church every Sunday, sometimes every Wednesday, doing like the youth stuff. But as I got older, I kind of just stopped going to church. But I mean,
there, dude.
Same.
You know, I just don't have time to go to church. I mean, I do, but I'd rather like just relax.
I'd rather sleep in.
Better
things to
do. Yeah.
Were you Baptist?
I was Baptist, yeah.
Did you have to practice getting baptized?
I was baptized. I can't remember what age. I was really young, but it was at this fallen mansion, though. They had a pool, and they were baptizing a whole bunch of people from the church. Oh, I was like, man. Okay. And they fed us after? Yeah. I got baptized for that, for sure.
And your baptism sounds a lot better than mine.
Yeah. You was at a mansion?
You got a mansion for your baptism? What the hell, man?
Yeah, it was awesome. It wasn't one of those, like, in the church bathtub type deals.
Kelly just got dipped in a kiddie pool.
I practiced for my baptism in my, like, great-great-aunt's backyard pool. And then, like, we did it in the church, and they, like, had a makeshift tub brought in specifically for it.
What exactly do you do to practice?
Yeah, how do you
literally just get dunked. It's as simple as it sounds.
Well why did you need to practice for that?
You know what?
Because you need to hold your breath.
Six-year-old Kelly's fuzzy on the details, okay? I don't remember.
I was not raised religious at all, but I also helped my friends practice for their baptisms. Oh. I was like,
that's a thing.
You ever? No.
No.
But we played games like washing machine and stuff like that, where you had to get the color or the word or whatever, and you just fucking dunk your friends. Why not?
Do it live.
That's funny.
My God.
I believe I now have the ability to baptize if you ever want to relive that.
I think I'm good. I don't think I need to go through that baptism practice again. I'm okay.
I did that to you the other when
yeah, we can do it right now.
But that was like just for pool stuff. Yeah, like I don't even go through baptism again.
To the practice round.
I'd rather not talk about it.
That's a way, like a valid way to time travel. You like do that and you're like 6 year old Kelly again, you're like
fuck. And you're like, God. Oh fuck.
Oh God, I don't wanna have that kind of flash. No.
Send me back.
So that'd be pretty cool.
I know, right? Mm-hmm.
Come back to a mansion. I mean, that'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, right? Yeah, yeah.
Yours would be cool.
Yours sounds like it'd be a great time, okay?
Yeah.
I feel you on that.
Maybe not so much place. For Kelly.
What'd you say, sorry?
We played hide and seek throughout that place after it. It was like a lot of like...
Wow. Damn. All right.
Wow. Okay. You had a damn party. It was really cool.
Like, I will never forget that. Like,
it was... like I'm happy for you. Out. I'm just like, yeah.
Can't relate.
I got back to
I wish everyone could relate.
Came out, you got helped out of the pool by the wait staff. Little cocktail sausages and whatnot ready for you.
They had a bag of Doritos and like a Capri Sun just ready.
Damn.
Congratulations.
A little throne.
Your soul's been saved. Have a snack. Isn't that what communion is?
That's how they get
kind
you, yeah.
Wine and bread. Here you go. It's like the teeniest little wafer of bread. It's not a fun snack.
It's not. The juice
those wafers are that great, though.
The wafers kind of like okay, honestly. But like I always like I put it like I'll put it in my mouth, whatever. Yeah. Crack it on the roof of your mouth, and then take the little swig of wine and like soak it.
Yep.
You gotta have specific practices.
That's so hilarious. What?
I never, not how you do communion.
No, I would do it. I would put the wafer on my tongue, let the thing just melt, like get real soggy.
Like crack it.
No,
so
and then I swallow the entire thing at
and
once.
And then you take the swig of wine,
or
you?
No, I didn't do the wine.
You
just pass
wine?
On because
it's just like it's a wine cup that everyone like.
You don't have the little shot glasses?
No, they didn't get the little pre-packaged.
No. Oh.
All right, yeah.
See, she went to a fancy church. Oh, not really.
I see.
But we're going from mansion to like small town.
Sharing the same damn cup for wine.
Yeah.
That's an option.
I never liked that.
No, you can drink from the chalice. He has a little white
chalice
that he likes.
Yeah, but I'm like.
But you also have the option of like the little plastic like shot glasses. I always do that.
Dude, that's a. Yeah.
It comes. It's like a Lunchables. It has a little plastic film on top. You crack it open. There's a wafer and a shot.
From religious extremism to how to properly do communion.
There you go. Just to end this part, anytime I think about communion, because again, I didn't have to deal with that growing up. There's like a picture that floats around on the internet, and I see it like every once in a while. And I think the first time I saw it, I was in high school. But it's some guy got a bowl, and he bought like a thing of communion wafers, and he puts them all in a bowl, and he pours wine on top of it, and he eats it with cereal.
Ew.
And that's anytime I think of communion, that's the first thing that pops into my head.
You're like, that's how it happens. Delicious. Yeah.
What a better way to start your day than with a bowl of Christ.
Body and blood. Body and blood, part of a nutritional breakfast.
Oh, God.
You get all your iron in one take.
Oh, no.
And carbs.
So to continue on, the other reasons you could also be added into this asylum would be for things like domestic unhappiness. Some people stated you could be admitted for things like smoking pot, interracially dating, or your parents wanted to scare you as a child, they could just be like, you know, if you're bad, we're going to send you to the lunatic asylum.
It's like the precursor to scared straight.
A little weekend stint.
Acting quite like an idiot there, Daniel. I might send you upstairs next time you do this to me.
That one I kind of understand, like, using it as a threat. Like, my parents used to say they'd send me to boot camp if I was bad. So, I feel like being threatened to go to an insane asylum would probably also strike fear into children.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know, for Zach, they probably just said, we'll send you to the mansion. And he'll be like, all right.
He was like, oh, no.
They told him they were going to take him out of the mansion.
Never go again.
Mm-hmm.
That was the worst day having to leave. I was so upset.
Oh, no.
You only get 4 Capri Suns this week.
This is just horse shit. This house is a fucking nightmare.
There we go. But I mean, yeah, no, boot camp, boarding school, yeah, all those little threatens. I think asylum has like the most weight. Mm. Though, I mean, as a kid, though, doesn't that kind of sound cool?
Depends on how much you know.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I feel like it kind of sounds cool. Like boarding school, right? Has the word school in it.
Right.
Asylum. Let's go right now.
That doesn't sound that exciting to me.
I
was actually
raised in horror movies, so I would have
never thought asylum was a fun thing.
Sounds like
I would have been about it. If I was just visiting it, I would be like, all right, let's go.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if your parents are threatening you and they're like, if you keep doing that, we're gonna send you to the asylum, and it's a threat as though you're going to be stuck there, I think that's where the fear comes from. It's not like we're just gonna go take a stroll. It's you're gonna be living there and you don't know when you're gonna come back kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like in Holes.
That's basically a boot camp, yeah.
That is, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Think about it, but not really for too long.
Very rarely.
I never got threatened with like my parents doing something or like, you know, you're gonna go to this place. It was, you can't go to the places you want to go to. Like, you can't go to summer camp.
Right, we get it. People loved you as a child. Okay.
You can't go to grandma's this weekend.
Going to grandma's is a punishment for me. I had to watch all the kids.
We just ditched my sister down by the creek, and we were like, find your way home.
Gosh. Get wrecked, nerd.
Take her a couple hours. The creek. Make fun of me.
This is bowling.
C-R-I-C-K. Crick.
Bull crick.
This is bullying.
It's what?
What?
This is bullying.
Bullying,
you're right.
Yeah.
You're supposed to jump on the bully. She always bullies you.
I know, the bully gets bullied. I'm too scared of her. I can't.
So, in the early 1900s, many of these patients were getting sick, and people were kind of not really sure why, because they were in a hospital. And of all the places you would think that you wouldn't get sick, it would be in a hospital. Until it was determined that the pipes within the hospital were actually contaminated and causing the patients to get typhoid fever.
Huh.
Jesus Christ.
So they had to ask for federal funding to actually replace all the piping in the building.
To get rid of their spicy water.
Mm-hmm.
No, bring back the spicy water. Bring it back.
Why is it spicy?
Unfortunately, it was stated that there were surgeries that were performed without even having a doctor in the room. Like, any attending person could just go in there and be like, all right,
cut some people open.
Let's open this fucker up.
While we're on that subject right there, a lot of the doctors and people that worked there were previous patients in that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. How
the fuck?
In in 1937, Georgia even enacted a law that would basically allow the hospital to enforce forced sterilization, and it could be performed by anyone who called themselves a doctor.
Awesome.
So there were patients that actually like upgraded into being doctors from within the hospital. And the reason for that is because by the time this hospital started opening up and having more patients come in, they were literally getting so many people admitted that by 1950, they had over 1,000 patients per 100 like providers. So they started taking the patients that were the most cognitive and being like, all right, so
you're in charge of these
you
people.
You can't
now
do anything too crazy, but like, go ahead and watch these people.
Gotcha.
And okay, thanks.
Basically, what would happen is those people that got promoted were crazy or not always perfectly reasonable.
All right.
Did things like
random surgeries and sterilizing people and lobotomizing.
It was estimated that 3/4 of the patients from within the hospital were sterilized before it becoming illegal in 1963.
Jeez.
So that's almost 30 years that they allowed this to go on.
Well, going back to when we had the revelation that some of the doctors are previous patients, imagine you're like on the operating table, right? You're there, and right as you're falling asleep, they're like, by the way, I was admitted in this hospital.
Don't worry, I have a great reference.
No, you never see the doctor, and just as everything starts to go hazy, like Billy walks in, and you're like, huh?
I just saw you in the day room earlier. What the fuck?
When did you get blue scrubs?
What if like you're asleep, falling asleep, right? And it's like, there's no more doctors. It's like, I'll just call Billy down from the hallway. Exactly. It's like quiet, right? Staff.
Don't worry, we got Billy.
Yeah, yeah.
Does he know how to do it? Well, it's happened to him, so I imagine you can understand it from that.
You just got into a fight with Billy. That's the problem.
Oh, oh no.
So getting
you took Billy's jello.
The doctors that some were doctors and some weren't doctors, but the doctors seemed to haphazardly, of course, complete procedures like lobotomies and insulin shock therapy, electroshock therapy when it was just starting to come out and become popular.
What is this?
Putting children in cages, making people take steamed baths and cold showers using straitjackets. They would do forced douching and use nauseants, which are basically like smelling salt kind of things that make your stomach turn.
Ew.
Fun.
Okay, well, but what is insulin shocking?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Insulin shocking is exactly what it sounds like. Is they would pump you up with more insulin than you necessarily needed and make you basically become really jittery. And it's like being like on an energy drink and not knowing like what to do with it because your body goes into like a sugar overdose.
Oh shit.
And that was supposed to help you.
The sugar crash.
Fuck.
Yeah. And this is not just this isn't done to diabetics. It would just be anyone.
Yeah, right. Anyone, yeah.
Like they were just learning about insulin at this point in history. So they were learning that this was good for diabetics, so it must be good for everyone.
Right? Yeah. Imagine,
That's how a lot of historical medicine kind of was worked out. It was just like, hey, this helped this one person.
Yeah. Just try it on everyone.
Help other people too. And it didn't always help everybody. Unfortunately, a lot of the issues that went on at this hospital continued on, but it became a lesser extent by the 60s when they started kind of flushing out the patients being doctors. But a lot of the inconsistent like procedures still kept on until about 2007. This place was open for like over 100 years. Far too long. Over 100 years until 2007 when a report of 42 patients dying under suspicious circumstances caused the hospital to be
investigated.
Yeah, and they were like, oh, wait a minute. Hold on. This isn't good. And so by 2010, the hospital stopped admitting patients. And until 2015, they had their last 200 patients that were slowly either being transferred to other hospitals or even just either died of old age or old age.
Right.
And then by 2016, the hospital was abandoned.
You could have been sent to this hospital.
2016?
Oh my god.
That's crazy.
What if that was one of your punishments as a kid? Going to the hospital.
Maybe that's why I can't watch Anastasia anymore.
That's,
Do they go to hospitals?
No, that's a whole conversation. Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Okay. Yeah, cool.
As of 2019, they were attempting to develop the hospital into a campus that would house, like, a bunch of different things, like doctor's offices. There was supposed to be, like, a medical theater, green energy development, and an assortment of classes to be had there.
Nice. Interesting.
But, of course, with Corona and everything like that, that was paused in 2020. So at this point in time, they are slowly kind of working on rehabilitating the area, yeah. Okay. There is a museum there that you're supposed to be able to, like, tour, but it's obviously been closed for, like, the past-ish year. And people have slowly been starting to trickle back in.
Interesting.
So the next thing I have for these guys is going to be the ghosts that people have claimed to deal with there. So before we get into ghosts, Zach, have you visited this place?
I have been there so many times.
When was the last time you got to go?
It's probably been about 3 or 4 months since I've been there last.
Okay, so are they doing construction and stuff there?
I haven't seen them doing any construction. There's a active veterans hospital there, and there's a dental place.
That seemed like a really great place to put veterans that possibly have PTSD with potential angry ghosts that are mad at them.
If not construction, do you see guys in hard hats just walking around burning sage and shit? Like, do you see anything like that?
The type of people that I see walking around there are a bunch of college students from the local college that's in the town. That's about it.
Turning it into, like, a school, so
okay. Makes sense.
Oh, yeah, and there's a bunch of security that drives around. Like, there's always active security on the campus.
Gotcha. Okay.
So like, always. It's kind of open to the public then? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you can really walk around, but if security sees you, they'll make sure you stay away from, like, being too close to the building. A lot of the property has, like, barbed wire fence around it before you can even get to the building.
Aren't there, like, 5 or 6 buildings?
There's like 30-something buildings.
Holy cow.
Yeah. There was a lot of...
I see. And so are, like, basically all the buildings closed off or just a few?
Majority of the buildings are closed. There's probably maybe 3 buildings that they use. Hmm. One's a church, one's a little theater, and one is a probation kind of office.
Interesting
mix.
Yeah, interesting mix. Okay.
Yeah. Like a probation place. You mean like a halfway house or like what do you mean,
like,
by that?
It's like a parole board.
Oh, okay.
Sure. Yeah.
Makes sense.
Like parole board and probation kind of deal. You go and report and all that stuff.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. All right.
Have you explored the buildings yourself?
Like, I have been in all of them, about all of them.
Oh, wow. All of
them. Nice.
Damn.
Do you have anything that you like or dislike the most?
Do I? Oh, yeah. There's a couple buildings that have, like, really neat stuff in them, and the architecture of the buildings inside and out are just, like, incredible. And there's some buildings that would look cool, but they're just completely empty now and they're graffitied. Those are, like, the really easy buildings. There's some buildings that are a lot harder to get into than the other ones. And you can tell when you get inside which ones those are. But yeah, the one with the morgue and the surgical light and the little autoclaves, that was probably my favorite.
Oh, that's pretty nice. Cool. So that's all just there still, just sitting in the darkness.
Yep. It's falling apart, though. The ceiling and the morgue area is collapsing, so that place is... Its time is coming to an end fast.
That's rough. I mean, probably good, you know. Yeah, well, let's put that old girl to rest. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
It was.
It's like,
yeah. Oh.
I think it was like a 12 more little area. It was 12 little individual pods.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, what does that mean?
12.
Like 12 little inserts.
Oh, 12. Oh, yep. In that wall you see in like movies. Oh, okay, gotcha.
The wall.
Yeah, the wall. Yeah, the wall of like, right, it's like drawers, right?
The ominous wall of death.
When it was made, they didn't have them in the walls, though.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they could have, like, cooler.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's like a cutout in the wall, and like a cooler is installed into it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Keep your drinks in your bodies, you know.
Yeah. That one fresh crematorium thing in that basement of the building where you had that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It did have, wall of...
It had, one refrigerator thing where you could, like, stick a body in. And then the incinerator. Yeah, you saw it.
Yeah, I was there, too,
You both were there.
Yeah.
Have you seen any of, the unmarked graves and stuff? Obviously, they're unmarked, but,
I have seen so many. There's one... There's two little sections of that area that have, a plot where they're just in rows.
Mm-hmm.
But if you walk back into the woods on, several parts of the property, you'll find, little unmarked iron graves just stuck in the ground everywhere.
Yeah, it's estimated that there's about 25,000 unmarked graves amongst the grounds.
Whoa,
and they're not all in the same place, they're kind of just littered around.
That's crazy.
A lot of them are under the buildings, that are now there. Mm-hmm.
It's just because people would kind of die in one of the buildings and they would just sort of take care of it,
take it outside.
Yeah. Ooh. Just get out of my sight. Kind of
they didn't even write it. I mean,
no.
Wow. And why was it iron? That's interesting. It's an interesting choice.
Well, I don't know if it's iron, but it's like a hard
metal.
Oh, hard metal of some kind. Okay, gotcha.
Depending on when the graves were made, would also determine why they would use metal to do that.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Different
reasons. Yeah.
In the 1800s, they did a lot of wrought iron or metal kind of things over graves to make it to where you couldn't rob the graves.
Yeah.
Or dig them up.
I see. Mm-hmm. I see.
The same. It's kind of they're the same material as railroad spikes.
Hmm. Yeah.
I see. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the place is rumored to be really haunted. Like multiple buildings that have been toured and stuff by people, or even just people that work there for security guards and stuff. They've exclaimed that they've had items thrown at them from different areas all around. Some lady said that she went inside one of the main hospital buildings, and from upstairs, something threw a rock at her.
Ooh.
Rude.
A rock.
Security guards have claimed to feel cold spots and have felt all throughout the facilities somebody was watching them. Some people have even said that they've seen or heard voices, and when they go to check it out, nothing's there, obviously. And one person even claimed that as they were walking the grounds at night, they heard a bloody scream, and when they ran towards the area, there was nothing there.
As you do.
Normal stuff.
Yeah.
Just regular Wednesday night.
Well, I feel like in Georgia, they probably, if it's near the woods, they probably have a number of animals that might also be able to that kind of noise.
Are there any mountain lions?
Rabbits also sound good.
Probably not. Probably not in, this area.
Bobcats do that, too. Don't
they? Bobcats can scream like humans. Dude, it's freaky.
It's terrifying.
People have said that they felt touched or even the sensation of someone breathing down their neck. Some people have smelled sulfur, and of course that immediately made them clutch their pearls and scream out demonic forces. Because if you smell sulfur, that means there's a demon around.
Obviously.
Definitely not sewer issues.
Demon.
Nope. Oh, demon.
Nope. Get your rosary at the demon.
Damn, demon.
When the hospital was originally shut down in the mid-2010s, people stated that there were people completing rituals within the walls. But I mean, isn't that something that always gets said?
Every abandoned building ever. There's
rituals
Satanists
in the walls.
In the walls of the buildings.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Oh, yeah. I mean, I guess if only there was evidence, right? Like a pig's head or blood being.
Or goat. Well, usually they tag up the place, little dumb things around.
Yeah.
Give you a pentagram.
Yep.
What if they had six sides? It'd be fine.
And then there would just be Jewish people.
Yeah, exactly.
The vibe changes instantly.
Yeah.
It's really all context at that point.
Yeah, it's contextual. Yeah, that's crazy. I mean, I think I would actually get probably really spooked there. I mean, okay, if there's 25, everything was fine until you mentioned the 25,000 graves.
Yeah.
Because, like, yeah. Because, I mean, like, I don't think.
The place had been open since 1830. Yeah,
yeah.
So.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense. But, like, that's the thing. I mean, I would have assumed, and it's a terribly wrong assumption, of course, that they would have taken the bodies somewhere far away and buried them. No, they buried them
right
on the ground.
The building. So, like, if they were too lazy to, like, take them a little further out, like, they're just burying them out by the buildings.
Right.
How many times did someone go to bury a body
and found
find
one?
A body? And then
go 5 feet
did
over.
Did they just, like, toss the new one on top of that?
Probably. At those prices? Probably. Like, if I was in that fucking worker situation, I would do it. Fuck
you're
that.
Like, fuck this. I already dug the hole. Here you go.
You already fucking sterilized me, you assholes. Fuck this. I'm tired of this shit.
So that's where they put Billy.
Oh, that makes sense. Oh, yeah. I
found Mary.
He's a big fucker, too. Goddamn. How'd they get him all the way out here?
Did he operate on you last week?
Yeah, fuck that guy. Nope.
But then it's a plot twist, right? Because I'm just in your head. Because it all bottomized you as well. So.
Well, I don't know that, Daniel. Spoilers.
I'm trying to tell you. This is your conscience that's trying to get you out.
No, I don't listen to my conscience. Right. I got lobotomized.
That's cool.
Any questions, comments, concerns?
I have a lot of concerns about this place.
Concerns, man. This is
horrifying. A lot of concerns. 25,000. Like, you know.
Did you, Zach, have you ever stayed the night there?
I have not stayed the night there, no.
It's probably a good call.
But the very first time I explored there, it was the middle of the night there.
Oh, and how? And what was the feeling did you get? Like, did you get any eerie, like, spooky chills and...
I mean, it was creepy just because it was nighttime and I didn't, like, I had never seen it during the daytime, so I had nothing to compare it to. I was really just walking blind and I knew security was driving around, so it was intense. I went in probably two of the buildings. There's a section of the buildings that are, there's three buildings and they're connected underground, and I went in two of the buildings. And while I was in one of those buildings, I saw two people in there, and one of them had a flashlight, and that scared the shit out of me.
Like security? Or...
Were they real?
Were you by yourself?
Yeah.
No, I was with two other people.
Okay.
And they had never been there either.
Way to do it.
And I couldn't tell if they were security or if they were, like, teenagers. I couldn't tell, but they were... I know they were parked right outside the fence where security would park, but it's also where the college students park when they don't know where to park.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know, but that was crazy.
It does not sound like you stuck around to find out.
No, I left shortly after that.
Fair enough.
You never went during the witching hour? Dun, dun, dun.
I think I was there. It was around, like, midnight, maybe.
Yeah, so close, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever find evidence of rituals being completed within the walls?
No, I didn't see any, like, Ouija boards or, like, little pentagrams or anything like that.
No,
I've seen
some fine dining on goat or anything like that. Nothing of the sort.
No dead goats.
No goats. I've seen a couple, like, birds and, like, rats. And some cats. That's about it. Yeah. You know, the usual abandoned dead stuff.
Right.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I'm happy for you that you didn't experience anything like that. Like,
I don't know. There was one night that I went in there. Well, I don't know if it was nighttime, but it's always dark in there. Me and two buddies were in there. We had been there previously many times, but we were walking through to get some shots of this little, like, it's like an ISO unit area. It's like the nice iron doors or, like, steel, like, nice doors. And we were walking through there, and there were dummies, like, on the ground with blood all over them.
Wait.
What?
What?
Yeah.
Wait, dummies with, like, blood, like, they were just... Yeah, did
no.
you...
It was definitely fake blood.
Okay.
But the dummies looked so
real.
How
you guys all were so accepting of the fact he said it's definitely fake blood with no explanation on how he would know
well,
that. You guys all were just like, oh, good.
This guy's
blood.
A pro. He obviously knows. He's got it. Obviously.
Well,
he said it with such confidence.
You know, I've seen a lot of fake blood, and it was still pretty wet, so it looked like the nice, like the redness from, like, a,
like the corn syrup kind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like the caramel apple, like, what
yeah.
the,
yeah.
that kind of red.
So, low budget fake blood at that, yeah.
This is why we do Zoom calls. These guys are way too trusting. Just immediately take some random person's word about whether or not it's real blood.
It's all
no, about... that's just ketchup. Don't worry about it.
It's all about presentation.
Oh, yeah. There was like six dummies. All of them had blood on them and like holes in the clothes. Like they had been shot by guns, but I don't understand. I don't know.
Thing or maybe just yeah like they filmed
just someone working some shit out, man. That's what it sounds like to me.
He stumbled onto the side of the Velocipastor.
Well, a lot of times in those places, like police and search and rescue training goes on, and I think that's probably what it was.
Yeah.
I don't know why they would need dummies and fake blood for their training, but you know,
yeah
like the dummies were like of adult people and stuff like that.
No, they were checking.
Oh yeah, they were like big human-sized people dressed normally, just laying there covered in blood.
Like,
what a scene to walk in.
Yeah,
on,
that
right?
Sounds horrifying.
We didn't have lights on at the time either. We just looked down. And I was like, I almost shit myself. I was like, what do we do, dude?
I would feel that, man. That's not about it.
Have you ever gone back to that place to see if it's still there or no?
I have been back, and the dummies are not there anymore.
Now that is
okay.
There we go. Okay. There we go.
That's no, I'm not about
that. It's like Toy Story, but really, fuck.
It's like fucking rated R Toy Story.
Oof. Like that movie Mannequin.
Yeah.
Just rode off on the back of a motorcycle.
Yeah.
Oh, that's such a good movie.
Right?
One of those dummies even has Andy written on the bottom of his foot.
Yeah. Oh my god.
That's scary. Yeah.
Yep.
So this is behind like big iron doors, like in an isolated area of the hospital.
Oh yeah, it's very isolated. Like at one point, this complex, like a section of it, was used for like prison. Like there was actual like a prison on the campus, and it was also an asylum.
Oh,
but
hold that double duty. Yeah.
Like five of the buildings in the 1800s had pre-existed, and it was turned from a prison at that point in time into the asylum.
I see.
So, like, the buildings are a lot older than the asylum specifically is.
Yeah, there's a lot of sections in it where you can see, like, the original building, and then you can see where there's, like, drop ceilings, and they've renovated it to house, like, asylum-style stuff.
Since this did technically used to be a hospital, but you always hear horror stories about like asylums and stuff being disgusting. When you're walking around, is it really dirty? Uh-huh. Do you find like grime all over the place? Is there like roaches and stuff?
Or is it just
kind of more,
like
hospitally clean?
It's
stale.
It's usually just like dry, dusty floors. I mean, if areas of the hospital are exposed to like the outside elements, it can get really damp and gross in there, but it's normally just like still, calm, dry. It's not really too bad.
What's the smell like? What's the average smell?
That varies, really. It varies on where you go. Sometimes it can be you won't even notice it, really. And then sometimes you walk in and it's so unbearable.
Oh, really?
Oh yeah,
like unbearable in what way? Like it smells really like that, like a sewer or something, or
it smells really strong of mold and
I wouldn't be able to hang.
Yeah,
no,
it's bad.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. I assume that any rooms that have like a lot of metal, like framing or pipes or doors or anything like that, would be like metallic-y scented and rusty.
No, I'd be more freaked out if the place was just like really clean for like no reason.
It's a hospital kind of place, and like if it was cleaned and then closed and nobody's gone in it in a while, like how clean is it?
That would freak me out.
Is there
just like walking in, it's just like overly clean. Or a fucking place that's supposed to be abandoned.
Yeah.
Who's doing this?
Is there overgrowth everywhere?
In many places, there's a lot of overgrowth. But talking about a super clean place, I have been to a couple of those. One of them is a hospital. It's still got power on. It's got running water. It's got cable. It's got
nice.
Just stay for a while, hang out, you know.
I've stayed overnight there a couple times.
Well, there you go.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. There you go, yeah.
So do you believe in ghosts or anything? You ever witness anything creepy, or you not really?
Absolutely. I definitely believe in ghosts. Yeah, they are real.
Have you had any experiences with them at the Georgia State Hospital?
I have not. I've experienced some cold spots and like uneasy feeling at like some points, but I've never seen anything, heard anything like that I can't explain.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing like that just was like, I need to get out of here.
Nothing threw anything at you?
No, nothing's been thrown at me.
Nobody screamed, get out.
Security yelled, get out once, but that's about it. But I have had ghost experiences while I wasn't exploring. I was at a really old theater on a college campus watching a musical when I heard like this whisper in my ear. When I turned around, there was like no one there. It was just the wall because I was sitting in the back row and my legs got really, like, really cold. Really cold. And I did the research and there was a student that hung herself there years ago. So that was pretty, that's what made me believe.
Every theater has something like that.
Was the whisper like words or just like
a voice? It was definitely words, but it wasn't anything I understood. I had no idea what they said. It was a female voice. I was like, what? I looked behind me and there was nobody. It's like.
And then she sat on your lap.
She's whispering French into your ear.
My legs got cold before I heard the whisper.
Ooh.
Yeah, and my friend's legs got cold too. And I was sitting there watching it and I was like, man, my legs got cold. They're like, you felt that too? I'm like, shut the fuck up. What? And then I heard that. I was in my ear. That was crazy. I was really fascinated with the spirit that haunts the place and what happens here. I wanted to go back, but it's still an active campus, so I can't really explore.
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Big trouble for that one.
Yeah.
Maybe one day I can tour it. I don't know. Maybe.
When you were exploring the Georgia State place, did you like bring like any like, you know, like EMF readers or anything like that? Or
I have not. Mm-mm. Anytime I've just went to capture video and pictures.
Mm-hmm. I see.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. I haven't really dabbled in the paranormal part of exploring. I really want to, and my buddy is really interested in it too, that I'm friends with. So it'll possibly come later on. So we'll just have to see.
Oh yeah.
Cool. So do you guys ever worry about getting caught while you're exploring?
Before I go inside the place, my anxiety is insane. Like. I feel like I'm gonna get caught every time, but I don't want to like jinx myself or sound too cocky, but I'm really good at what I do. Like, I can like I'll scope out a place. I just play it really smart because I don't want to get caught.
I also feel like as long as you're like respectful, right? You're not tagging anything. You're not breaking shit. You're not purposely
screaming. Or
yeah,
anything.
You're not being stupid.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, as long as you don't draw attention to yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, if you can be safe and smart about it, then by all means, have fun. But more than likely, you're going to get caught if you're not smart about it. Right. And if you're there doing the wrong thing, and you don't like, if you're not confident when you're like, when security rolls up on you, it's not going to be a good time.
Whenever you're in a place, when I've done it, and I've gone on places that I knew I probably shouldn't have been. The first thing that's always going through my mind when I first start like entering it is like, if I get caught, what am I gonna say? Like, what is my excuse for being here? Like, oh, oops, I didn't know. Sorry, I'll leave. I'll just go now. Like, I'll just get out of your hair. Don't worry about it.
I got lost. That's usually what I think.
I'm looking for my cat. She ran in here. I don't know.
The 10th story,
bring a clipboard.
Bring a clipboard.
Clipboard. No one bothers anyone that's carrying a clipboard.
Depends on what you're wearing.
Yes.
Yeah. If you have a high vis vest on and a clipboard and a hard hat, yeah, you're straight to go anywhere.
Yeah, they don't care. They're gonna be doing.
Just like, what if they're like, why are you here at 3 a.m? Where's your work car?
If they got elevators, just say you're with elevator maintenance.
My company's cheap, but they don't give me a company vehicle.
Yep.
What company are you working with, sir?
Elevators Incorporated.
Acme Incorporated.
Acme.
Do you ever think of an excuse when you're looking at a place?
What were you saying?
If anything did happen, do you ever have like a pre-ready excuse
to get out of it? Well, usually I've been caught twice so far, and I'm usually just, we're here to take pictures, we're not causing any harm. And they're like, okay, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, well, can we leave? They're like, yes. And you just leave. Like, don't hesitate. Yeah. Don't, like, pussyfoot around. Get out of there.
Yeah.
As long as you're, like, I'm just honest with them. I'm like, yo, I'm here to do this. I'm just taking pictures and documenting this. This is beautiful. Blah, blah, blah. They usually don't care. They're just there to do their job. Mm-hmm. Like, if you're not causing harm, they'll just let you leave.
That's very good.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder how it would go over if you can like play like a little illusionary trick. You kind of like set it up so you're like, I'm a ghost hunter, right?
Uh-huh.
And you set up like pre like you like put a little like a speaker, a Bluetooth speaker, right, on the top floor, and you have it like play sounds just when it's like, see, I'm here to exercise that ghost.
I heard you had a problem, yeah, sir.
Exactly, and it's like,
I got sent by Ghostbusters.
Yeah. Yeah, Ghostbusters.
What company are you with?
Ghostbusters.
Oh, shit.
I got sent by the state of Georgia. I need to exercise.
You play your little ghost noise, and then you're like, you call, and then they're like,
Someone called me from this phone number. And an extra spook factor, you need to do some research. Get, like, the exact number of, like, the person, like, there as a guard for the night, and be like, you called me from this number.
You had to get like a little projector that you can have like stick out of your back pocket, just a little, so when you're facing him, there's like a little holographic ghost like going by, and not only he'll see because it's looking behind you. So
you're like, you saw something? Did you take pictures?
Saw something, and then you push it into your pocket when you turn around, so it's not
not there anymore.
Exactly.
This is a very highbrow scam.
Yeah, you have to.
It takes a lot.
These are the kinds of things you have to think about if you're going to do some like illegal shit.
Yeah, like exactly these kinds of things.
Yeah, just get it all set up, Kelly. I'm not saying it's all planned out. I'm just saying the plan is there.
Or you could just be like, oh, I was here for the satanic meeting.
I'm here for the third floor.
Oh, the robes, right. Yeah, I see it now.
Damien said there was a blood sacrifice tonight.
No, I think you're actually... What's your name again?
You're a virgin, right?
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Oh, Damien.
Why? Why are you gonna bring that up? He just starts crying like, I'm sorry, bro.
So sorry.
You won't have to worry about it for long.
Yeah, come with us to the third floor.
Well, you guys got any other questions, comments, or concerns?
Mm-hmm.
I can't think of another place that was covered that had more like unmarked graves on it than this one.
Yeah, exactly.
Correct me if I'm wrong. I think this is the highest body count.
Yeah, 25,000.
Yeah,
I think so. Like, I've never been somewhere with that many graves before in the last.
Like think about it. Like,
even the Butterbox Babies wasn't that many.
No. Like, even assuming like only 10% stayed behind, that's still 2,500 ghosts.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Yeah, so that was actually, I had a question that 25,000 seems like a lot, but then you mentioned 30 buildings. So is it like so much that like it's kind of hard to just walk around, or are they actually spread out enough that like you just basically see them everywhere and just the sheer number of them like can cover enough area, right? So it's not like bothersome.
Oh, it's really, many buildings and it takes up such like a distance. From one side of the property to the other, it probably takes a good 15-20 minutes to walk.
Okay. So it's not like just right there. Yeah. Okay.
I see. Gotcha.
Yeah. If you want to walk it, like park on one end and make sure you can park there, because there's a lot of tow-away zones. And you can just walk the entire campus. There's like sidewalk on most of it, and then you can just see it. It's a beautiful campus, really. It takes all day to see everything.
Nice.
If you do it right.
Is if the Boo Boys ever do a trip to Atlanta, we know who to call.
Yeah,
absolutely. Absolutely.
I'll bring my ghost hunting equipment so you can try it out.
Yeah, there we go.
Oh, that sounds like a fun time.
My little EMF reader thing looks like a little old timey radio.
It's adorable.
Nice. That's cute. Yeah.
Well, if you guys don't have any other questions for him and you don't have any more questions for us.
I think we about covered just about everything.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. Then I'll say we'll go ahead and end it here then.
Awesome. Thank you guys so much for having me. I really enjoyed it, even though I'm sick and I feel like crap.
No worries. Well, hopefully it was a good distraction.
Yeah.
Like hopefully you feel a little bit better.
I definitely do. It made my night. I appreciate it.
Aww.
Awesome.
Thank you so much for joining us. And my name's Dalton.
I'm Ivy.
I'm Kelly.
I'm Daniel.
And
your name was Zach.
Yeah, there we go. We really got a cover tutorial on this at some point for guests. We need to have like a little video or something.
Do it again. Send it every time I invite someone.
Yep.
And we'll make sure to follow Zach on Instagram and TikTok. Make sure you follow his YouTube channel.
Mm-hmm. My TikTok and my Instagram are Hi at Zach, H-I-G-H. It's Zach, not Hi, H-I. And my YouTube is Urbex Lords, so nice. Check it out.
I'll make sure to put your tag in the post so everybody knows.
Awesome.
So if you're listening to us, the Boo Boys, make sure you keep an eye out for the post about Zach. We'll make sure to list everything on there. Thank you so much for listening, and list for next time.
Awesome.
Bye.
Bye, y'all.
Bye.